This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And earlier, as some of you know, there's been an explosion. They believe it to be a terrorist attack. This isn't Joe saying it. Okay. The police are saying 19 are killed, over 50 have been hurt. And, you know, it really takes an animal. I don't even know why we call them suicide bombers. I don't know. They're animals. They're just simply animals with no regard for anything. And I don't care where you are religiously or what have you. Anybody who does this in the name of religion, the religion has absolutely, absolutely no credibility whatsoever. So I do appreciate the time you spend with me. You know, our prayers and our hearts go out to those families, those people who've lost loved ones, whose loved ones have gotten hurt. And some don't even know yet. They're still waiting to hear. So, again, like I said, our hearts and prayers go out to them. And hopefully, I don't know what it's going to take for these people to figure it out. You want to keep letting them in unchecked. You want to keep letting refugees in. You want to keep letting things go. And in these little cities and areas and these little groups and these little towns, I don't know what you want to call them, where Sharia law now is starting to rise to the top. Where they have a very, 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 yo, good or bad, when you look at, like in L.A., and I grew up in Boston, and sorry to my Italian friends, but let's just be honest about it. And when I grew up in Boston, you had the people that were just coming, just came in off the boat, so to speak. And they wanted to change the way they were living. They wanted to assimilate or start living the American lifestyle. And yet we still had clothes strung on lines that went across alleyways and small streets and that kind of stuff. People who put clotheslines up on rooftops, which is how they lived in Italy. We had people selling stuff in the streets. I mean, we see it in L.A. with the Hispanics. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. My point is you bring culture over. You bring a way of life over. And these people didn't do it. They wanted a better life here in America, but they only knew one way to make things happen. And it took a few generations. It took a little while before they realized how to get out of it, how to move forward. So when you bring these refugees in, let's say I actually believed that almost all of them didn't want to cause harm or damage. They're bringing in their culture. They don't know how to make a change. And when you see some of the people in the Michigan area, in other places, in Washington State or Oregon, for that matter, where you see some of these people settling, but they don't want to change their lifestyle. They don't want to change the laws. They don't want to change the way they live. Well, then what did you come here for? I don't get it. You came here for a safer place, a better place for your kids. Well, how do you think it got better? Do you think it got better because we live by Muslim principles or whatever principles, by Sharia law? You think that's why you got the freedom to come here? Would you have got that same freedom to come here in a Muslim nation? Well, apparently not, because a lot of them won't even take you. What's that all about? And these are just questions. You don't throw your stones at me, for those of you who think I'm just being a hater. Are you not allowed? See, we called it on this show a couple years ago. I love doing that. I said it's getting to the point where you can't ask the question without being a hater. And now what? We're there. You can't ask the question without being called a hater, period. Maybe that's my next book, Joe the Hater. And I'll just ask questions. It just seems like the question is, does it make them crazy because it exposes them? Does it make them crazy because it makes them think and they don't want to look like idiots or the idiots that they are? As you heard Kimberly say, and even others on the show, there's a lot of questions they just can't answer. They don't know how. But the Dems, my God, you got to give these people real credit now. Right? At least they're consistent. They're consistently wrong. They're bigoted. They're racist. I mean, they're on that line all the time. And they won't admit to it. And some of you won't call them out on it. Now, look, let's be clear here. I'm not talking about all Democrats. I have relatives to the Democrats. I have friends of the Democrats. You wouldn't know it. Okay? And they're Democrats because it's, I don't know, it's cultural. Grandma was a Democrat, Grandpa was a Democrat, so they were Democrat, period. But they vote Republican. They vote conservative. I'm talking about the Republicans and the Democrats that are Kool-Aid drinking, goose-stepping followers of the party. But when it comes to the Democrat side, they keep sliding to the left more and more and more. I'm talking about the goose-stepping followers of the new Democratic Socialist Elite Party. You're the ones I'm talking to. Think about something. And you know, everyone, and I mean everyone with two brain cells to rub together, has figured out you just have Republicans, period. There's nothing, and I mean nothing, that Donald Trump is going to do to make you happy or get credit from you. He couldn't rescue a child from a burning building, and you want to know why he didn't have more money allocated to the fire department so they could have got there quicker. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Joe Lieberman, who might be the FBI nominee, and how the Dems think he's way too extreme to be in that law enforcement position. Just mind-blowing. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. I just shoved on a, what is it called, a butter fingers? I got all those little things stuck in my teeth. That'll be fun. Anyway, I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean that. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, let me see. I know that some of you get nuts with me when I hit on these hard. I hit on one side really hard. I don't think, first of all, this is really hard. This is just reality. You can head up to my website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up there, up on the website. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. the when you look at where the Dems are going and what they're doing, this is hilarious. This is more than hilarious, actually. And they can't seem to make up their minds what they want. There's, you know, you ever heard that term? It's like trying to catch a grease pig or herd cats. But I think they got to the point where they don't want to herd the cats anymore. They do want them all in the same room, and they don't. But they don't want to label any of them. And now Joe Lieberman's name has come up. And Joe has, you know, been a Democrat, an independent. He's never been a Republican. And he thinks, or they think, that Joe Lieberman, when his name came up as an FBI, an option for an FBI director nominee, they went out of their minds. Joe Lieberman. So, as I started to say, everyone, and I mean everybody who has two brain cells to rub together, is scratching their head trying to figure this out. So one of the nominees, you know, as I said, was Joe Lieberman. The Democratic leadership is going nuts because they feel he's not a good fit. And this is the first time in eons I find myself in total agreement with the Democrat, especially Democrat leadership. He isn't a good fit. But not for the same reasons, obviously. I think that when we put a FBI agent in, or an FBI director, he should have a law enforcement background. There's no way around it. So, the Democrats, however, feel that Joe is way too extreme to be in that chair. And as usual, you know, the current administration, at times, likes to soft shoe certain issues to make political peace. If they have somebody that kind of leans more right than they do left, and they think they can, you know, manipulate him a little bit, they may put him in for a position, or him or her. And I'm here to tell them to stop. It just doesn't work. Right? They don't want peace, they want control. See, the left is, they don't want peace, they don't want us to work together, they don't want equality, they want control. Now, I'm against Joe Lieberman, but not, you know, for any other reason other than he's just not a law enforcement. He's not in law enforcement. He knows nothing about the system, nothing at all. Now, the Democrats' reason, Joe Lieberman is too extreme. What's the translation to that? His is not the left-leaning, he's just not left-leaning socialist enough. That's really what it boils down to. Now, Democrat leadership refuses to look at why they have lost so many seats. They can't come to grips with the reality that they may be out of touch. Think about it. They lost Senate seats. They lost the Congress. They lost the presidency. They lost governorships. They lost local, you know, seats in many states across the country. And they actually really think that the problem was they didn't get their message across. Which shows you, again, they're not listening to their own people. So now they're doubling down. And I say, God bless them. Godspeed. Keep going in that direction. Please don't stop. I want you to get as far out left as you can. I want you to get, I just want you so much, so far into the socialist bedroom that you can't get out no matter what happens. Bernie Sanders was the first one to come out and said that Joe Lieberman's political history and extreme viewpoints on a number of issues made him totally unacceptable. But Joe received 100% from NARAL. That's on abortion issues for women's, what they call women's right to choose. Anytime without apology. But Joe Lieberman is for women's right to choose anytime, anyway, without apology. Joe believes in man-made global warming, cooling, climate change, whatever you want to call it. Joe was for cap and trade. Joe received almost a 90% rating by the Human Rights Coalition because he voted no on a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. He got an F from the NRA. Think about that one. No protector of gun rights there. Every Democrat's dream. Think about all those things. I mean, we would consider those extreme views. I don't see how the Dems do, but Joe was also critical of Bush's Medicare plan. He voted in favor of HIV early treatment initiative, allowing people with HIV and AIDS to get medical treatment. You know, through, he was going to push it through medical care, Medicare. Joe has 100% rating by the AFL-CIO. Many other unions, like Joe, voted against Bush's security overhaul. He also switched to, he almost switched to a Republican registration, but he decided not to because it would give it an even 50-50 split in the Senate, and then Dick Cheney would have been the tiebreaker, and that wouldn't have been good, right? Joe supported NAFTA and CAFTA, you know, the trade agreements. The Dems loved them. Republicans weren't so happy about them. So I'm kind of still confused. You know, as to where all this radical stuff comes in, right? Think about where the Dems are at now. He's not far enough left. So they still believe they haven't gone far enough left. So, you know, this is way too radical for the Dem. Now, the areas he didn't agree with the Dems on, the areas where he caused them some heartburn and pain, Joe loves Israel. And Joe supports Israel. Thinks we should too. He also believes in not supporting Iran. He believes that Saddam Hussein was developing weapons of mass destruction, WMDs. He supported military action in Iraq. Joe also supported the formation of a Department of Homeland Security. Joe believes in massive defense spending. Most Dems believe in massive defense cuts. They don't see why we need some money to our military. And it's funny how they use percentages, right? We'll talk about that inside the break. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. This is The Real Side. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. We'll be back in a few minutes. Heat up your coffee. Come on back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. So this is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And remember, you can get the shirts.
Yeah,
you can see them. Okay, Stand for America. Hashtag Stand for America. You can find them up on the website, therealside.com. Get them in the store, therealside.com/store. Or if you're from Massachusetts, STORE, STORE. Yeah, there you go. Anyhow, so always appreciate the time you spend with me. You can find the book up there. You get coffee mugs, water bottles, all kinds of stuff to help keep me in new clothes. Like get new shirts. I don't have to wear these every night. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up there also, we've got a way you can kind of join the team. Whether it's $5 a month, $10, $15, $20, or $5,000 a month. I'll take any. Matter of fact, if you give me $5,000 a month, I'll come to your house once a month to talk politics with you. We'll fly in, sit down, have some coffee. Anyway, therealsite.com. You can find us on Facebook. We also have a live feed on Facebook. We can go up there and find people smarter than I and up there as well. We're talking about how extreme the left can actually get. Now, we know what Keith Ellison is such, and we heard about what they did in California where they were chanting F Trump at one of their conventions. But to have them now come out and come against Joe Lieberman, who's not a beloved son of the GOP by any stretch. Matter of fact, you know, he lines up so much more with the Democrats. It's kind of funny to see. He's not, he really, what it boils down to, and I don't know if they can say it, he's not enough of a socialist for them. And I think the main things, again, he believes in abortion. He believes in giving money to, you know, the abortion groups. Right? There's so many issues that the Democrats hold near and dear to them that Joe is in line with them. And my biggest issue with him is he's not from law enforcement. That's all. right? He believes in man-made climate change. He believes in pushing the cap and trade bill. He got an F from the NRA for gun rights. Making we go down the whole list here of things he's more than aligned with the Democrats on. But some of the biggest problems he has to overcome, like I started to say in the last segment, he believes in Israel. But he supports it. He doesn't just believe in Israel. He supports, openly supports Israel. He believes in not supporting Iran. He believes Saddam Hussein was developing WMDs and actually even had them. He supported military action in Iraq and other places. Joe supported the formation of the Department of Homeland Security. He was iffy on the Dem side. He believes in big, massive defense spending. You don't see that with Dems. Usually when Democrat presidents come in, the first thing they use their red pen for is to cut defense spending. Joe backed every military action we've taken since the early 80s. He also backed the voucher programs for education. Think about that. That flies right in the face of unions and other Democrats. And then the one that really threw them over the edge was Joe wanted to rescind American citizenship for Americans that joined ISIS. Yeah, that'd be a terrible thing, wouldn't it? Now, many of you won't agree with me, but Joe sounds like a great American, doesn't he? Doesn't vote party lines. He votes what he believes. He votes what he believes is right for the American people. He's not pulled one way or the other. He works across the aisle when he needs to. Our founding fathers hated parties. George Washington in particular. For this reason, he knew exactly what was going to happen. He knew we would no longer be Americans. We would be Democrats or Republicans. You know, not, obviously, not at that time, but we would be part of a party. That would be where our loyalty would lie and not for the country. And apparently the new dictionary of Democrat terms, soon to be released on Amazon, that all makes you extreme. Now, some gems, some wonderful lines from some other Democrats about Joe. Senator Claire McCaskill, out of Montana, a Democrat, says we don't need anyone who put on a red shirt or blue shirt or who campaigned for president. Joe Manchin, out of Washington, West Virginia, says he's too centrist. Yeah, that would be terrible, wouldn't it? Senator Sherrod Brown, out of Ohio, a Democrat, fumed about Lieberman's efforts to undercut more generous Medicare benefits than Obamacare. Try to rein in the crazy spending. We can't have that now, right? He also doesn't like the fact that Lieberman is close to Trump. They're friends. They know each other. Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin, a Democrat out of Illinois, said all the voting history, all the party history he has, oh, just not good. Like the fact that he was very specific, pinpointed the issues exactly there. Many said it was his relationships with past presidents like Bush and the current relationships with McCain and President Trump and so on. That made him suspect. That's what the left is saying about it. Think about it. Not one of these things has any of them said, well, he hates America. It's obvious he doesn't like America. It's obvious he doesn't want to do the right thing for Americans. These are all great reasons not to bring him on as a nominee, right? No, not really. But once again, the Democrats are proving the point that they are so out of touch with Americans. They won't admit to that. They'd get mad at me for saying that. But Americans want movement in government, real movement on real issues that actually help Americans get jobs and build businesses. That's what Americans want. They don't want legislation that's been put forward by Democrats because they're Democrats and they belong to a union. Right? They don't want Democrats fighting for more subsidies in health care because they're Democrats. They don't want Democrats fighting for more illegals to be able to get free tuition at colleges because it's a Democrat issue. No, they want American issues put out there. They want Americans fighting for Americans to be. You want free tuition? If that's really what you want, then it should go to Americans only. Period. American citizens whose parents are paying taxes. American citizens whose parents have been here forever and ever. They've paid property taxes, sales tax, All kind of, well, tax to death, right? Sorry. So once again, I say to you, pay attention to what they're doing. Right? I mean, they want a real free America, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom to grow your business the way you want. I mean, really what it boils down to is we simply want freedom to pursue liberty, happiness, prosperity. That's all. It ain't that hard. And unlike you guys on the left that you'll say about the right, we don't. It's not that we don't want to help others in need. But you know the old saying that, you know, your lack of planning or an emergency on your part because of your lack of planning does not constitute an emergency on my part? In other words, you come here illegally, you live in the shadows, you keep breaking the law, and all of a sudden I'm supposed to step up to make sure you're healthy, you have the food you need, you can live off our welfare. I'm supposed to make sure all that is good, right? You know, all the party leaders need to listen and act. Democrats, your policies were rejected. They were rejected big. It's not that you didn't get your message out. You got your message out fine for 8 years. The American people know exactly what you stand for. But you never listen to your average American. So your average American Democrat now doesn't know where their party's at. I've talked to many of them. They think the party has left them, period. And Republicans, my God, you guys need to grow a spine. Seriously. Trump won on policy. Many of you ran away from his policies, but Trump ran on policy, and he won. Many of you won because you rode those policies. So enact them. Carry them out. Don't, you know, we've already proven over and over and over again that the people coming to these town halls might be American citizens, but they're not from your areas. They're being busted. They're being given cards as to what to say, the questions to ask, how to push back. So you say, that's nice. I feel the same way you do. I think we should protect everybody, but I just have a different way of doing it. That's why I'm not voting for A, B, and C. Or that's why I am voting for A, B, and C. My message to you Republicans who don't have a spine, I don't know if you can or can't collect unemployment when you're thrown out of office. But if I was you, I'd check. Because they're not going to stop. As I said, long live Nancy Pelosi. And final words from Martin Luther King Jr. If you succumb to the temptations of using violence in the struggle, unborn generations will be the recipients of long and a desolate night of bitterness. And your chief legacy to the future will be an endless reign of meaningless chaos. Let that sink in over the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you spend listening to the show, commenting on the show, sending me emails. I do want you involved. And some of you, you know, we block some of you from time to time. And it's because if all you're going to do is negatively respond, you're constantly looking for the negatives in something. You never have anything positive to say. And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. We do stuff that both sides can agree to. I mean, we've done stories about sex slavery. You can't speak positively about that. Are you serious? Because if you have a problem with that, you got a problem. I mean, you got a big problem, and nothing to do with politics. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend with us, the time you spend watching, not watching, but writing, responding, that kind of stuff. You know, and we don't, again, like I said, we don't have to be on the same page. As long as you're willing to have an open, honest conversation, we don't have to be on the same page. So the, I love this. I mean, I got so many I could do. I love the one, there's some protests going on in California, some other colleges, about ICE coming onto campus to take kids off of campus. The only problem is we can't find an incident where that actually happened. So they're now protesting in advance of something that hasn't happened to stop it from happening. I guess I don't understand the English language. So some states have mandatory drug testing. I don't know if you know this. Before you get your welfare money. And it's growing around the country. And Americans, for a big part, believe that people should be drug tested. And when they take welfare dollars. And that people shouldn't be able to spend that money on anything they want to. Because what happens is, you know, some of you who believe that these EBT cards just should be used anywhere and you should be able to use welfare. No, I'm not giving you or not allowing you to have, or I'm not approving you to have $2,000 a month to, you know, take your kids to the doctor, to feed your kids and all that other stuff if you're going to use it on drugs. If you're going to use it to get your hair done. If you're going to use it to go to a strip joint. It's not what I give it to you for. Why? Because when your kids go hungry halfway through the month because you run out of money, you come looking for emergency money, and you're a bad parent. You're in a situation where you can't afford to feed your family to begin with. Then you go to the government looking for help. You come crying to people like me because you need some money, you need some help. And then you blow the money somewhere else and you want some more money. Not going to happen. So, yeah, as an American taxpayer, I don't want it to happen. So lawmakers in North Carolina. Carolina? What was that? A new state? Lawmakers, see, live, you can't cut it and go back. It's there now. Lawmakers in North Carolina are beholden to those taxpayers that want to make sure that their expenditures don't become a reward to drug users. Now, welfare applicants are required to take a drug screening test simply to qualify for the benefits. Now, just a little background here. 2013 North Carolina lawmakers passed a law requiring state temporary cash and assistance recipients to go through a drug screening and receive their benefits. That's good. We've had Carolina, and we've had drug screening. 215, 2016, nearly 30,000 recipients or residents applied for the state's Work First program or temporary cash assistance. Each applicant went through drug screening, interview questions, and so on. And based on the results of the screening, 400 applicants were required to get drug tested. Well, that's not bad. Out of 30,000 people who applied, 400 of them were asked to take a drug test. Now, 50 out of the 400 tested positive, about 12%, right? Which is a total. So we're not talking massive numbers here. So what we're fundamentally trying to accomplish, right? Think about it. Is as the writer said, I think that simply stated is that the taxpayer wants to get the value for the dollar. Right? I want to make sure the money's going to where it needs to go. I want to make sure you're using the money to feed your kids, to take care of yourself, whatever. Now, North Carolina State Representative Craig Horn, roughly $345,000 of the taxpayer money is set aside for the program, and the department has used about $11,000 so far to do these drug tests of the screenings. That's not bad. Look how much money you save. He said some taxpayers think it's a waste of money. One said to me, they're going on a witch hunt. All right, here we go again. Now, see, here's beautiful. Here's what's beautiful about this. The Dems say that when you say it's a witch hunt, then you're guilty. So which is it? If the Dems say it's a witch hunt, you're guilty, then if this person says it's a witch hunt, then they must be guilty, don't you think? Man, if I want to buy into the Democrats' mantra here. So he said, I'm saying that there's not that there's not people out there that won't abuse the system, but I think it's a waste of money that we could be putting towards other things. Like what? It's my question. Like what? So we let the people run rampant on the system because you're uncomfortable doing this. One person says, I feel that it's a good idea to drug test each individual before issuing any government funds. Let me see. McKenberg, County Department of Social Services, Economic Services Director, Menti Chos, said the law may need to be revisited. As a taxpayer, if I were funding a program where only 1% of the population tested positively, I think I would explore other avenues. But an initial study tested 89 individuals showed 21 testing positive for drugs. That's approximately a quarter of all applicants testing positive for drug use. They no longer qualify for the benefits. The problem is, how can the results change from 25% testing positive to only 12? Now, some people say your guess is as good as mine. Mine say that when you have an interview of people looking for money to get on the system, don't you think that they've been told by other people that have gone through this? Don't you think that they know that the question's going to be asked, how they're going to be asked, how to answer? That's how it changes. It's way too subjective. So, yeah, maybe they do need to test everybody. For the amount of money we're talking about, yeah, I think we do need to test them all. And what would be so bad about that? Let me see. If they spent $11,000 doing it, and 50 people could no longer get welfare, how much money do we save? I think a lot more than $11,000, don't you think? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-ROAD-JOE. Now, remember, you know, we're seeing things heat up all over the place. And I know some of you don't want to fight. You tell me the fighting is not the right thing to do. What good does it do? How, you know, I'm just so tired of hearing it. You know what I want to hear? I want to hear, where do we go to fight? I want to hear how do we get involved, Joe? How do we make things change? How do we make things happen? How do we keep the gains we have? How do we hold the feet to the fire of the people we've elected? How do you do that? You look them straight in the face and say, I'm willing to work for you. You go sideways, I'm willing to work against you. When you see your local elected officials being beat up by the left for no real reason, they're doing what they were elected to do, you need to get involved. You need to get your groups together. You need to be able to get out there and do the counter protests, not the counter riots. Don't do that. Do not do that. Simply stand your ground. Stand for freedom. Buy the stand shirts at therealside.com. Seriously, hashtag stand. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down and get it right. Tomorrow night, we got a great show. Not that we don't always have a great show for you, but tomorrow night, what do we got? We got Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, coming on with us. I'm not telling you. You're just going to have to tune in to find out. But you're going to love tomorrow night. We're going to have a live report from Israel. But you won't know who, and you won't know what about, unless you tune in. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Have a great rest of the day. God bless.